Are you seeking fulfillment for your life? Do you want freedom from fear? That's why we're here. Welcome to Jesus 101, introducing you to the real Jesus. And now, here's your host, Elizabeth Talbot, with Mike Tucker.
I'm Mike Tucker.
And I'm Elizabeth Talbot.
Elizabeth was telling us a story about a family who loved to do puzzles, but as they neared completion of the puzzle, they noticed that some of the pieces were missing. So, Elizabeth, what happened to those pieces?
Well, it's very interesting because they realized right away, looking at the big picture, that the ones that were missing were actually the dark pieces, and they thought to talk to the little girl of the family. So they went to this little girl that was about 4 years old, and they said, "So, do you know where all these pieces are that are missing here?" She said, "Yes." And she took them to the sofa, and underneath this pillow, she had hidden all the little pieces of the dark pieces.
Now, why?
And they said that. Why? And she said, because they look ugly. They look like bugs. They were all dark and they had legs and they scared me. So I decided to hide them.
And they I can't see them. They don't exist.
Yeah. And they said to her, well, you know, the dark pieces actually fit. They have a place in the big picture. And we can only have the complete picture when we put the dark pieces in them. So they took her there and they completed the puzzle in front of her so that she could see the big picture. And I thought, what a great lesson.
It's a great lesson for life because, you know, our lives are not just about the beauty. There are dark pieces to each puzzle of life.
Yes, and actually we got to take the pieces and stop hiding them and face them and see where they fit. You know, some of us had to go through all kinds of things trying to figure out, okay, how does this fit in my
life?
You know, and a beautiful picture emerges when you make difficult times in your life part of who you become.
That's right. We all have pain and sorrow.
Yes.
And that really becomes a part of the big picture, making you who you are. And you can respond to that pain and sorrow by focusing on that or seeing the big picture.
That's
with the
right.
Pain and sorrow.
See, for example, I have worked with people, for example, that are counselors for AA, for Alcoholic Anonymous, or they were alcoholics before.
That's right. A lot of them have been.
And they have come to process that. They have gone to therapy, to 12-step programs, and they come to a place where now the big picture is beautiful.
That's
because
right.
they can use their dark moments to minister to others. And God is glorified through that process.
I've seen the same thing happen in counseling victims of abuse, where even the ugliness of the past becomes a part of the big mosaic now that is the beauty of their lives.
Yeah, and today we're going to talk about, a very difficult time in Jesus' life, right following the Garden of Gethsemane, where we went yesterday's with yesterday's program. And he has to go through this arrest. And he's been arrested, and he's taken from one court to the other.
Right.
And it's very interesting because this is a dark time.
Oh, yes.
You know, and he puts it into the big picture. He's constantly bringing up the fact that there's more going on than one meets the eye.
That's right.
That this is only one little piece to the big picture.
Yeah.
So maybe we can start, after he's in the garden and Judas kisses
betrayed him.
Kissed him,
and Jesus said, "You've betrayed me with a kiss."
Yes, and so then we get into this dialogue where Jesus shows that he knows what the big picture is at all times. And verse 51, maybe in Matthew 26, let's take it from verse 51.
With that, one of Jesus' companion reached for his sword, drew it out, and struck the servant of the high priest, cutting off his ear. "Put your sword back in its place," Jesus said to him, "for all who draw the sword will die by the sword. Do you think I cannot call on my Father, and he will at once put at my disposal more than 12 legions of angels? But how then would the scriptures be fulfilled that say it must happen in this way?"
See, Jesus is constantly aware that there is a big picture. And we told you when we started in our first week of January that we believe with all of our hearts that all the law, the prophets and the Psalms, the whole Jewish scriptures were talking about Jesus.
All pointing forward to Jesus, find their fulfillment in him and in his life.
That's right. And Jesus says, don't you think I have angels and I have power? But this is a little part of the big picture.
Right.
And the big picture is that salvation has come to humankind.
That's right.
And this is part of it.
That's right.
So we need to make it fit in the big picture.
And the big picture is that prophecy had foretold all of this. This was happening just exactly as it was supposed to. Jesus understood that. This was about our salvation. This was about fulfilling prophecy because all of those Old Testament prophecies pointed forward to this time.
Yeah, and he says it again in the next two verses. We are in Matthew 26, now 55 and 56.
At that time, Jesus said to the crowd, "Am I leading a rebellion that you have come out with swords and clubs to capture me? Every day I sat in the temple courts teaching, and you did not arrest me. But this has all taken place that the writings of the prophets might be fulfilled.
So Jesus is constantly aware that there is a big picture to this. And then all the disciples left him, like he had been said
That's
in
right.
the previous chapter, mm-hmm, as you remember. Mm-hmm. And then he's seized and taken to Caiaphas, mm-hmm. You know, there's many ways to say this, the high priest.
That's right.
And they, you know, they're going to go into this time of questioning. And it's very interesting because we know perfectly who Jesus is.
That's
and
right.
And you see the high priest talking to Jesus mm-hmm. in this way. And, mm-hmm. and you know, you want to punch this guy.
It does make you angry to listen to his questioning.
Like,
what's
wrong
this?
With you?
That's
don't
right.
you realize the Son of God is in front of you?
How dare you speak to the Son of God? And yet one gospel account tells us that it was a soldier that struck Jesus when he answered.
Yes. And so we can go on verse 59.
Verse 59, it says, the chief priest and the whole Sanhedrin were looking for false evidence against Jesus so that they could put him to death. But they did not find any, though many false witnesses came forward. Finally, two came forward and declared, this fellow said, I am able to destroy the temple of God and rebuild it in 3 days.
And so the high priest stood up and said to him, do you not answer? What is it that these men are testifying against you? Mm-hmm. And Jesus kept silent. And the high priest said to him, I command you or adjure you by the living God. I mean, he's even using God's name.
That's right,
that you tell us whether you are the Christ, the Son of God. And then Jesus says something very important.
Yeah.
Verse 64.
Yes, it is as you said. You say, Jesus replied. But I say to you, all of you, in the future you will see the Son of Man sitting at the right hand of the Mighty One and coming on the clouds of heaven.
Okay, this is when Jesus says, okay, let me tell you what the big picture is.
Yeah.
I know that this is a dark moment, and you guys think you're getting me, and it looks like I'm being defeated, and it looks like you guys are going to kill me, and actually you are.
That's right.
But let me tell you what
the big picture is. You don't win.
You're asking me if I am the Christ, the Son of God. Yeah. Let me tell you who I am.
That's right.
And he says, the next thing you see is going to be the Son of Man sitting at the right hand of power coming on the clouds of heaven.
Yeah.
Now, that was actually the prophecy that we
That's
have
right.
talked to you in the past. So why don't we
go
there
back to
again.
Daniel.
Yes.
Chapter 7, verse 13.
Yeah, don't forget that the book of Daniel many times is talked about from the Gospels
mm-hmm.
because of the vision that there was one, that like a son of man, that would be coming and
right.
establishing an everlasting kingdom.
And that term son of man is the term that Jesus most often applied to himself.
Yeah, it's very interesting because the high priest says, are you the Son of God?
Yeah.
And he answered by saying, I am. The Son of Man.
That's
but
right.
the issue was that there is a veiled messianic title
That's
here.
Right.
This is actually the king.
That's
and so
right.
let's read Daniel
Verse
7.
Verse 13 of Daniel 7. In my vision at night I looked, and there before me was one like a son of man coming with the clouds of heaven. He approached the Ancient of Days and was led into his presence. He was given authority, glory, and sovereign power. All peoples, nations, and men of every language worshiped him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion that will not pass away, and his kingdom is one that will never be destroyed.
Oh, I love the fact that Jesus, in this dark moment,
mm-hmm.
goes to the real big picture.
That's right.
You know, he understands this is going to be difficult. And we just had the program on the Garden of Gethsemane where
mm-hmm.
he really had to face this cup of judgment.
Mm-hmm.
And he's saying, I know this is going to be difficult. I know these are dark pieces. And believe me, I tried to put them under the pillow.
That's right. Yeah.
But,
I'd like to hide these two.
Yeah. But the truth is, they are necessary pieces to
mm-hmm.
see the whole beauty, in this case, of the picture of salvation.
You know, I think Jesus could identify with a little girl in your story because he did ask to be delivered from this cup if possible. He said, can we put the dark pieces under the pillow if possible?
Yeah.
But he realized then, no.
No, we can't.
The big picture says that we cannot do this. Mm-hmm. I have to drink this cup.
Yes, it's the only way. That the dark cup is the way that we're going to accomplish the beautiful picture of salvation.
That's right.
So Jesus says to the high priest, look.
Here's the big picture, buddy.
Yes, and I am accomplishing far more than you're realizing
right
now. And very soon I'm going to be coming in the clouds of heaven. And
he's implying to this man, you are helping fulfill prophecy by arresting me, putting me on trial, and crucifying me. You're fulfilling prophecy, only you don't even know it.
That's right. And the high priest, look at this blasphemy.
Yeah.
He deserves to die. And,
yeah.
and verse 67 and 68 gets darker and darker. Look what
That's
they
right.
do to him.
Then they spit in his face and struck him with their fist. Others slapped him and said, prophesy to us, Christ, who hit you? And Christ, of course, is a title, not his name.
Yes.
His name is not Jesus Christ. It's yes. Jesus, whose title is the Christ.
The Christ, we get it from the Greek Christos,
which
means anointed one. It's the same name as Messiah in Hebrew.
That's right.
And they're laughing at him because
hey,
he's
Messiah, who hit you?
Yeah, because he just quoted prophecy. And he says, mm-hmm. Oh, you want to quote prophecy?
Yeah.
We're going to slap you and you're going to prophesy. Who hit you?
That's right.
Can you believe the mockery?
Oh.
And what helped Jesus at that moment was to keep the big picture in mind.
That's right.
And actually, the big picture included you and included me being
That's
saved
right.
and Jesus coming in the clouds and meeting with us.
That's
and
right.
That's what he kept in his mind.
Jesus was not deterred by the ugliness that came his way.
Hmm.
He did not take the personal insults and focus on that. Instead, he focused upon you, upon me. Upon our sin, upon drinking the cup that he had to drink in order to win our salvation, he looked at the big picture of justifying us and reconciling us to the Father. That could not have happened without his drinking this cup.
And if you are going through a dark time, remember this. This has a place in a bigger picture.
That's
and
right.
the bigger picture really is God wants you, you know, next to him.
He does. And he has a plan for your life. And even the darkness is a part of that plan. He will see you through it. He will take you to be with him. That is his promise.
Thank you for joining us today on Jesus 101. For more insights and resources, connect with us at Jesus101.tv. That's Jesus101.tv. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/Jesus101Institute and follow us on Twitter at Jesus101 Media. Until next time, live free.